Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Haley Stringfellow from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Haley? And I appreciate you answering all the questions. So thank you.
No problem at all. No problem at all. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. So I want.
And it's good that I'm talking to a live person. And I thought I didn't know it was a, you know, with all of this computer technology. If I was talking to a computer.
You know, a lot of customers ask me the same question, and I have to tell them that no, this was a live person.
Awesome stuff.
I get it. So, about your previously published book, is it like on Amazon right now?
It is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's not being sold through Amazon. I just have an Amazon account where I ship out books if I get a sale.
Oh, okay. Got it. So it's not print on demand.
No, it's not print on demand. I printed it personally on my own.
Okay, and then you distribute it.
It could exactly.
Understood.
And I just put a copy. Yeah, I just put a copies up for sale on my Amazon business account.
Got it. So you just entertain the orders that you get, or you do physical distribution globally?
If I get an order from Amazon, I just go to the post office and mail it out.
Got it. Well, we actually.
I don't have distribution.
Okay, understood. Perfect. That's what I wanted to confirm. And also, about your first book, could you confirm, do you have, like, the PDF document of your first book?
I do.
You have. Awesome. Also,
I have PDF, I have the cover, I have everything. I have it for both books. All of the first and second book, I have the complete package. Mm-hmm. And it's ready to, in PDF form. I have it in high definition color. They've both been printed, but the second book, I'm changing the last two chapters and doing a reprint because it came out like when I first launched it, did a pre-launch, then we ran into COVID, so that like shut the world down for like 2 years, 3 years.
Absolutely.
And so now I'm doing a relaunch, but I did do some changes to that second book.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be professionally edited.
Edited, understandable, and that makes complete sense because also I forgot to mention that once we are going to be editing it, we will also take care of the formatting because just to ensure that the paragraphs are not overlapping with one another, so we have to ensure that we are formatting it and taking care of the interior layout just in case if the formatting goes off for any reason. All right, so we're going to fix that before we're printing it. We will send you two printed copies, one for your first book, and the other one will be sent to you once the book is completely edited by my team so that you can have a look and feel as soon as you approve because we want to ensure that you approve the weight page. Along with that, you check the glossiness of the paper and you approve it. As soon as you approve it, we start, you know, doing the editing of your, we start printing the book for you. To fulfill the order. And once done, we will ask you to send us your feedback. Also, what you can do here, I'm just pitching you an idea if you want to follow. You can put in your signature as well just to ensure that these are your first editions after the relaunch.
You said I can put in my – what do you mean? What does that mean?
That means you can put in your signature name, like the signature copies, whenever you're distributing it, in your friends or circle, or if you're entertaining anywhere, they'll have your first edition copies directly. That's what I meant.
Now, you put it on the book digitally, or you're saying sign them?
Both options are open for you. Either you can put it digitally, or if you want, you can just sign it manually through your hand and just distribute them.
Got it. Got it. They're both kind of like a, I don't know. It's book one, two, and then it'll be a book three.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this is all in the same like family, but mm-hmm. I'm just the first book came out in 2009, I think. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
So then the second book came out like 2-3 years ago. But again, this is like self-publishing, me doing my own thing amongst friends and family. But I want to really like relaunch it to the world.
Of course.
Like with all the social media presence and all that stuff, take advantage of that stuff.
Of course. And we can take care of that too. We can create banners and leaflets for you, which we can provide to you. I can put that in the same deal. Don't worry about any paying any additional charges for that. We don't charge for branding. Don't worry. So I'll put
okay.
that here. Yeah, and my team can create social media banners for you as well, which you can put on your social media accounts if you have any, and through that you can spread the word out that you have your books coming in, like the relaunch.
Okay.
Copies.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, will I be working with you, or are you working with someone else?
Well, I'm a very nice person to work with, so I would prefer you work with me.
No, I didn't know if, like, you have the preliminary conversation and then I'm...
That's not going to be the case. You're going to be working with me and the team who is going to take care of the orders as well. You will be working on the in-house portal from where you can keep a track of your order 24/7 and monitor us what exactly we are doing. There you can attach the files, download the files, you know, and converse with the entire team. So that's how we work, just for your satisfaction.
Okay, sounds good, yeah. Haley. I like it. So far, so good. Okay, so 50 hard copies. Let me ask a question about the hard copies. So the hard copies, it's okay for it to be the same size as the soft copy?
Absolutely, yes, because the size should be the same, no matter if it's a soft cover or if it's a, you know, hard cover. Size should be the same. That's what we prefer and tell our customers, because you don't want any discrimination between the other authors or the clients that you're going to be entertaining, right? So go with the same size, you know, that you've quoted us, and we'll print the hardcovers according to that only. The only difference would be between the thickness of the cover. Paperbacks are soft. Hardcovers are, like, really hard, like journals, you know? So that's how it's going to work.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now let me ask you another question. I'm sorry, since I have you.
Oh, please.
Now, the book cover, you have book cover designers there?
Yes, we do.
Because I have two book covers, and I don't know, I mean, I don't necessarily want to change them. I just don't know if I should go with something, you know, the concept, and then just have it recreated and do a launch of, like, you know, like a new launch, or I'm just trying to think of the best way to relaunch it.
Let me coach you something here or pitch you something here again. Since you're doing a relaunch, then make sure everything is done to its perfection, because neither you have enough time to reinvest into this project again and again and again by doing a relaunch. You know, if you're doing it now, then do it right. That means go with the new covers. My team will come up with 4 to 5 different concepts for each book of yours. And according to your requirements, we're going to come up with 4 to 5 different samples. You can review them, and any of the concepts you think would be the best fit, you let us know. If you have any amendments, we're going to make the changes and provide you with the final copies in PDF and in JPEG format so that you have both the files, all right? Then, as soon as you approve the cover, we can go ahead and get the book relaunched, and we can help you with the relaunch with the banners. So that's what I have in my mind, because if you're going to use the same covers, maybe people get confused once they're purchasing. If you want to make a difference, then do it right. Go with the new covers.
And then also, is there any way to look at, on your end, the old covers for inspiration? Because I like them a lot. I like the concepts a lot. I just want something with a little more pop. But the Flight of the Phoenix, the new book that I'm submitting to you, that was a hand-drawn, an artist drew that.
Got it.
So that's a hand-drawn in it, but I, you know, because it's the phoenix bird and it's the fire. So I want it to be very, like, eye-catching and fiery.
You don't worry about it. We have our in-house team of storyboard artists as well. We use for illustrations whenever someone is, you know, signing up for a kid's book. So we have artists available in-house who are going to, if you want a hand-drawn illustration or a book cover, we're going to take care of that. And then we're digitally going to transform it into the computer, add colors, and send that to you. So that's how we work. Don't worry about it. Everything will be done according to your specs. As soon as you place an order now, we're going to go ahead and share two forms with you. One will be for your editing, proofreading, formatting, which is going to be developmental and copy line editing. Along with that, the second questionnaire will be for your book cover, where you will be mentioning all your specs down which will help us to create the best possible book covers for you. I won't.
Now, when you say specs, what do you mean?
Specifications.
For the book cover. I know what it means, but I mean, you want me to give you image? Like, what do you want me for the book cover?
Just a description of what you have in your mind. A small description, 2 to 3 liner description.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. So this is what we're going to do, Haley. Let me just think on this for 24 hours. I like it a whole lot, but I don't like to make rash decisions. I just logged online and just was communicating with you, but I am almost 90% sure that this is where I want to go with. But let me just give me 24 hours. You have my email and my phone number. Mm-hmm. You can call me tomorrow, and I'll purchase if I still feel good about it within 24 hours. I like to sit on things for 24 hours. But I feel really, really good about it, and I feel really good about the conversation. So I think I'm almost certain that it's a go. I just like to sit on it.
Oh, definitely, yes. There's no problem with that. Obviously, you have to make up your mind according to that. We are closing orders.
How do I know what, like, because you're saying that you'll send me a sample, but, I mean, I've never seen you guys, like, I don't know anything about your work. Like, how do I know that once I place this order that this is going to be to my satisfaction? Like, you know, that's why I asked for a sample book. You don't have a sample book that you can send out?
Due to copyrights, I cannot go ahead and share any sample book until and unless my clients don't give me a written approval. However, I have shared a link with you on the chat box just now. I just shared the link with you, and you can just click on the link. I don't know if you see it. You can check all the reviews, what our clients have to tell about us, and you'll see my name all over it.
Okay.
All over it.
Okay, Kelly. Thank you. You've been extremely helpful. Just give me 24 hours, and then we'll go forward. We'll move forward with it, okay?
Sounds good. Like, what time zone are you in?
I'm in, you are in the United States, correct?
Correct. We are in New York.
Oh, you're in New York. I'm in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then that would
be even better.
Yeah, that's even better. You know why? Because you are near to us. You can even, you know, just check in or come circle back with us if you want to see a printed copy of your book, or if you want, we can immediately ship it to you. It's not going to take long because we have our own printing press, right? So it's going to be a matter of a couple of hours before sending you the sample.
Oh, it's a fast turnaround. Okay, perfect. I like this. I'm liking it a lot more. Thank you, Haley. Okay. So just call me tomorrow, and then we'll decide on the course of action tomorrow.
Sure. I just want to know what time works for you so that I don't bother you.
Oh, it's not a bother. And tomorrow I'm pretty flexible. It's not like going to be a hectic day because everyone is, like, traveling, so it's a little downtime here. So just call me in the afternoon. Call me tomorrow afternoon, and we'll finalize.
Sounds good. I'll call you 12 p.m. tomorrow, our time.
Okay, perfect, Haley. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.